People in Puerto Rico continue to struggle in the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona. Power outages are widespread, flooding washed out roads and toppled homes, and residents are frustrated and scared. We heard from people on different sides of the island about how they're coping.
On the southwest side of the island, banana trees snapped in half. A mangrove forest near Hojuda, where Jeanette Ramos Garcia lives with her granddaughter Italia, couldn't absorb water fast enough to protect the area from flooding.
When the water came in, it had nowhere to go, so it built up in this area to the point where the water here could easily have been 4 feet, running into the neighborhood and out onto the road, a road that had never been flooded in its life. This time it did flood. It is very sad to see hardworking people who've lost their homes, who've lost their belongings. They tell me that no one from the government has come to give them any kind of help, and it's been several days.
Luis Perez Benet lost nearly everything. He had to evacuate two of his children in the middle of the night as rain from the storm took over his house.
I got water in my house and everything was damaged. Everything. The fridge, all of the furniture, it damaged everything. That's musical equipment. That's a dance floor, which all of it was filled with at least 2 feet of water. At least. All these containers at the bottom, all of these were destroyed. And here we are trying to do everything that you can do and trying to save everything that I can.
Luisa is a community on the northeast coast of the island, known for its rich Afro-Puerto Rican heritage. Until today, it wasn't eligible for individual disaster aid from FEMA.
We are in day 6 and the water has not come down yet. So we have communities 3-4 feet of water right now, with dead animals, with, you know, so water that is septic already, so it can't be pumped out. It's just a huge mess.
Dania Rosario Mendez runs a nonprofit focused on health inequities. Her team of volunteers was hard at work putting together care packages of food for residents that she says are desperately needed.
Our governor saying that supplies were enough and that asking our diaspora to not bring supplies because it represents a logistical problem while we have communities underwater, like those kinds of just plain cruelty in how you treat the emergency and just lack of sensitivity from elected officials.
For more on the ground in Puerto Rico, I'm joined by Donica Cotto. She's the Caribbean correspondent for the Associated Press, who has been covering Fiona and the island's recovery. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And more than half of Puerto Rico is still without power more than 5 days after Fiona struck. What are you seeing on the ground there on the island?
Immense frustration. I mean, people, you know, have already been through Hurricane Maria, and after that storm, some people were up to a year without power. And this time, they were not expecting that. I mean, Fiona, what it did was drop historic amounts of rain, but the winds weren't the problem. So no one expected, you know, to be without power 5 days, almost 6 days after the storm. And in addition to that, it's more than 290,000 clients without water. So you can imagine more than 5 days after the storm, no power, no water, long lines for diesel, long lines for gasoline, for water, for food. And some people feel like they're reliving Maria, you know, in some way.
Puerto Rico's electrical grid was taken over by a private company called Luma last year. But they, as I understand it, haven't been clear about the status of what's happening. Based on your reporting, give us a sense of what's going on.
Well, it's hard to say. I spoke with an expert yesterday who said he's an electrical engineering expert and a professor, and he said he doesn't understand what the delay is, why there's not, you know, more power restored several days after the storm. And a lot of people are feeling that frustration. When you go to press conferences, you know, it feels like they're evading the questions. They're not answering them directly. We have not been given any details about the extent of the damage or what exactly has been damaged. You know, there's a sort of up and down, you know, one day they announced, for 2 days they actually announced that a vast majority of people would have power. And the first day people, you know, hoping that that would happen, believed them. By the second day, you know, that had tremendously annoyed people who realized that, you know, the restoration of power was far off. So we don't have a clear sense of exactly what Fiona did and where it did it and why. We do know that the southern part of the island has been the hardest hit. And the central areas as well. But and there's about 50,000 clients of Luma who live there. So the governor today said it will take, quote unquote, some time for power to be restored in those areas. But no one has given sort of a more definite date, except to say it will not be months and it will not be years.
What about the federal response? Because FEMA has said that they have more resources, they were better prepared to respond to Fiona than they were to Maria. And Maria, of course, was a more powerful storm. Why have there been so many issues with the federal response?
I think overall people have been satisfied for now. I mean, it still remains to be seen how quickly the island recovers. But FEMA early on sent hundreds of additional crews to Puerto Rico. And under the Nunes administration, you know, with U.S. President Joe Biden, compared with former President Donald Trump with Maria, some people say that they have seen a faster response. The president did declare both an emergency disaster declaration and a major disaster declaration, which allows for more federal assistance. There was some grumbling because when the major disaster declaration was declared, it did not cover several of the hardest hit municipalities. That has since changed. They've been added, you know, under that declaration. So hopefully help will be coming in soon. And I know that some neighborhoods have already seen FEMA crews coming through and meeting with people and asking about the extent of damage to their homes.
As we wrap up our conversation here, I want to draw you out a bit more on the frustration that you say you're hearing from people. Because it's not just Fiona. There was, of course, Maria. There were earthquakes in 2020. The island has grappled with the pandemic. There is obviously a sense of frustration, as you spoke to, but there's also a sense of resilience, I would imagine.
There is, but I think Puerto Ricans are very tired of hearing that word. They don't want to be resilient. They just want to have, you know, a working power grid. And, you know, resilience was the word that was thrown around after Hurricane Maria because they went through incredibly tough times. And again, with Fiona, many people are going through a similar situation, but they don't want to be resilient. They don't want to be resilient. What they want is a government that clearly tells them what the damage was, where it was, how long will it take to repair. And more than anything, there was sort of this general expectation that Puerto Rico was going to bounce back faster from Fiona than Maria. And that sort of, you know, was a big letdown, a big frustration. And more than anything, people are feeling that even after Fiona, even after, you know, the recovery phase, that nothing will change. And that remains to be seen, you know, in the 2024 elections. But many feel that it's just, you know, the same thing over and over with nothing changing as a result of, you know, lessons learned.
Yeah, it's a good point. People are tired of needing to be resilient. What they want are the resources that they deserve as taxpaying citizens. The Associated Press's Donica Cotto, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.